Hey, we got Chris on the line from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Holiday weekend this past weekend, Chris. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad.
Didn't hear any great reports coming out of Little Bay to Knock, so I thought I'd give you a call, you know, just see how opening day went yesterday.
Yeah, well, as expected, it was not very good. The weather we had was just about the absolute worst conditions you could ask for fishing out here, so overall, most of the reports were pretty poor. I guess the few positive reports we heard, most guys maybe got two or three fish, and that was mostly up at the far north end of the bay, up by Center Reef and Days River. Sounded like just drifting with a floating jig and a half a crawler, trying to go as slow as you could right on the bottom was about the best bet.
I guess that's more reports than I've heard from positive fishermen. Now, I'm assuming today probably will pick up a little bit, tomorrow even better. I mean, looking at the weather pattern, it looks really nice.
Yeah, by the weekend, things should be getting going pretty well. It looks like the wind's going to be switching back to the south, and it's just going to be more stable weather overall. So, yeah, things will only get better from here on out.
Well, did you hear anything from the perch fishermen at all?
I actually had some reports from Garden Bay. It sounded like the perch had turned on over there for some guys yesterday.
No, good.
But other than that, in the bay itself here, it just, again, with the lousy conditions, nobody's been out here over the weekend, really.
Well, you kind of jumped ahead of me in an indirect way there, because I was going to ask you about Big Bay to Knock in general, because I know there was a handful of fishermen headed out to Ogontz. So nothing from there either?
No reports from there over the weekend either, no.
Okay. Well, maybe we can switch and talk a little bit about the brown trout fishery.
Well, not a whole lot to talk about there either. Like I said, these horrible wind conditions that just kind of kept everybody at home there. And if it wasn't for the fact that it was the opening weekend for walleye season, that a lot of people wouldn't even have bothered going out.
I understand. And it's kind of anticlimactic because, you know, it's sort of trout season opener. Walleye season opener, those are kind of second right behind opening a deer season in the UP. So, you know, I guess it is what it is. But this week looks, like we were saying, looking better. I did get a couple of smallmouth reports, although they seem to come from inside the Ford River, not at the mouth like we have been hearing.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me a bit. You know, the fish have been moving into the river here now for the last month or so, really. So it wouldn't surprise me the bigger fish would be further upstream. And just kind of getting ready to start spawning here anytime now.
Well, hang around for the second half of this talk with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. As we continue with the smallmouth talk, get into the hot baits and reports. Plus, we'll talk about the NTC coming up later this week and how this weather pattern should affect things. So stay tuned for part two later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.